Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
So I went on the Today Show to promote Money Court, and Rewives came up because Andy Cohen jumped into the Housewives pool, as many of you know, saying surprising and shocking that I'm doing Rewives. She trashed the Housewives, which I actually haven't, and this whole story. And he's probably really regretting saying it because he has to be, you know, in the press for 3 weeks by his own design. I did not say one word about Andy in the press. I never do. I would never talk about something going on between us personally in the press. But he was asked a question on his show, which is rating. And I'm talking about it on my show, which is rating. Because I used to just go on his shows to talk about things so they'll rate. And that's why they want me to be on Watch What Happens Live next week, because it's good for ratings. So on my show, I'm talking about it too. But I go on Today's Show, and the biggest moment that gets picked up everywhere is them asking me about the Andy. You know, you keep repurposing. You're making chicken broth, chicken soup, chicken stew, chicken burgers, chicken freaking meatballs, chicken roast chicken, chicken liver. So this thing keeps living. So all Andy said was, like, I was shocked because she trashed the Housewives, and then it gets picked up in the press. And then I respond to it and it gets picked up in the press. And then my response to his response is getting picked up in the press. And then I go on Today's Show, and then Hoda asks me about it, which I didn't mention. I would never mention it. And then it gets picked up on the press. And so he's been rolling. He doesn't really know exactly what it's like to be a housewife, because now Andy's clumped in with two other housewives in about 500 articles about my podcast, which of course is soaring and thriving and killing it. So I should send them all edible arrangements, because the press can't stop talking about it, which is why they've all gone noticeably silent. And I guess the lesson and the takeaway for people, including Andy, is not everything needs to be said, because if you say it, you're going to be right through that rinse cycle with me for weeks talking about my podcast and not yours. So, and thank you, because Andy is one of the people who told me to do a podcast. So it's a circular reference, and surprising that he would air that on his radio show when he could just text me, because we have a textual relationship. So it's all tea worthy, and I'm doing his show next week, and I'm sure he and his producers will have an arsenal of weapons for me to walk in there vetting, you know, Judy Moody's questions coming in about it. And I can't wait to go on, and we can spill that tea the day after that, because that should prove to be very fruitful. So Andy got himself right into the housewife seat, unnecessarily so. He'd never admit that, but he's also very outspoken, which I appreciate.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
When I think of Cozy Earth, I think of cuddling up in my pajamas on the couch and watching a movie. Especially after a long day of work, I can't wait to slip into my bamboo pajama set. But that's not all. Cozy Earth offers products that can revolutionize your living space, turn it into a sanctuary of luxury and comfort. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and their loungewear and pajamas offer optimal comfort while maintaining a flattering, elegant fit. Cozy Earth products are made from the best materials, including viscose from bamboo. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That is amazing. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. Fall in love with everyday luxury at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Bethany.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
So I don't usually talk about any K's anymore because I did a cleanse about things that I didn't think were positive for me or for my daughter or for the environment, the social environment. But I do talk about divorce because I have institutional knowledge, a decade's worth of institutional knowledge about divorce. And there was a big settlement where $200,000 a month being paid in child support to what in this case is the moneyed spouse. So the moneyed spouse is a term for the person who has more money. So it's interesting when the moneyed spouse has to be paid child support. And there are many ways that child support gets determined. First of all, it's different in each state. And there are different formulas. It's literally a formula. And sometimes, here's what happens. So you go into court and you're trying to show the lifestyle that you've become accustomed to and that your children have become accustomed to, nannies, jewelry, vacations, whatever that is. That's part of the formula. In addition, your net worth is relevant. What you make is relevant in that statement. Sometimes people try to hide money, that they make, try to hide their net worth. A lot of shady stuff goes on. Sometimes forensic accountants get involved. So it's, and then there's a formula. So it's like one kid, you know, I know somebody, one child, it's, let's say it could be crazy. I know one child, it could be like 15,000. Another child, it could be like 20,000. The whole combination could be 50,000. I mean, I've heard of crazy, crazy numbers. And you think, is that really what they're spending on the child? And it's often just a formula based on the amount of money you have. And during pandemics, sometimes people, during the pandemic, people's salaries changed, their income changed. And if you're a wealthy person who has a high net worth, it's hard to go back into court and say, well, I'm not making the money I was anymore. Sometimes something really abrupt happens. Somebody loses a major gig or something really bad happens, and then they have to go back to court to try to get an adjustment. It's not that easy with matters of court to have things undone. I have intimate experience with this because a child support situation was undone, which is remarkable. And here's how, so there's a formula, and it sometimes will seem crazy. Someone didn't spend $50,000 a month or $200,000 a month on their kids per se. And maybe in this big high profile divorce, they did. But for the purposes of this conversation, I'm going to mention that it's the Kanye Kardashian divorce. This is an outlier in me talking because I'm talking about a divorce and I'm talking about a settlement to kind of give some context. People always want me to talk about divorce here. So I do want to be able to give a little bit of education and color on something that I do intimately understand. So sometimes you have to break the diet for certain reasons. And it's to not talk about them, but it's to talk about something in society. So sometimes one party is high on the hog and making a lot of money. And that's what the child support is determined based off. And that's what the situation seems like here. You have a person who fell from grace, had a big cancellation, was a billionaire. And that's probably when the tally began, when the formula began. And now they've declined a lot in their income, but that judge and that formula was already baked. So there's a situation where this person could possibly go back and say, look, you saw what happened. There's been a significant decrease, and look at the comparison of what we make and how much money we have. Because one would say, why would the moneyed spouse need all that money? So that's one thing that can happen. Number two, the person who has more custody, the other person has to pay. So let's say they usually do it out of a 2-week period. One parent could have the child 8 days out of 14, and the other parent could have the child 6 days out of 14. The person who has the children 8 days should be paid child support because they have the child for more time. So often parents want the child for more time. Then they get the child for more time. Plus they're also getting child support because they have the child for more time. So the Kim Kardashian has primary custody of her children. So that's why she's receiving child support regardless of what her financial situation is. There are so many ways to create this formula. Another thing that happens, which probably isn't relevant in this case in general, another thing that happens is, this is a common one. One parent has to pay the other parent child support. Let's say it's $5,000. Let's say it's $7,000. That parent sees the other parent not spending any money on the kids. The kids have clothes that are dirty or too small. The kids are eating home every night. The mom or the dad is out partying, buying handbags, living the life. Then the other paying party gets really frustrated and tries to go back. And typically once a judge has made that kind of a decision, barring anything drastic, they won't do anything to change it. And another thing is, you know, the one thing that courts don't do, they don't require any sort of audit. They don't require that the one parent being paid all of this money show that the money actually went towards the kids. But if you were paying $2.5 million for four kids, so that means $600,000 a year per kid, presumably someone would want to see, is that money really going? Are you spending $600,000 on the kids? In this case, probably yes. The vacations are lavish. It's another level. But one parent should be able to see how that money's being spent. It just doesn't happen. And so often, one parent is spending child support money on themselves. They will justify, oh, the nice fancy car. Well, the kids drive in that car. It's safe. Oh, well, the big vacations. Well, the kids are going on the vacations. Oh, we're eating caviar. Well, the kids can have the caviar. You know, the bigger house, it's for the kids. There's so many justifications. It's a very challenging circumstance because it's about money, and it's rarely equitably distributed, and it's rarely fairly spent, and it's just an equation and a formula that judges need to go by. And I've heard crazy, crazy numbers, particularly in Hollywood, and in just really wealthy individuals. And I've also heard crazy situations where someone's stuck paying this crazy number when their own net worth and earnings have declined, and it's just impossible, nearly impossible, to go back to court. I've done it, and I've won every time for whatever I've gone back for, because you don't go unless you got something. But it's really challenging to have judges undo what they've done.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.